Good evening. In today's daf, Shabbos daf Kuf Chav Dal, there the Gemara discusses moving kelim. And there, based on Rava, the Gemara says that a kli shemalachta leheter, a utensil that's normally used for a permitted purpose, a chair, clothing, whatever, things that people typically use for permitted purposes, you can move them litzorech and shelo litzorech. What's litzorech? So Rava explains litzorech means for litzorech gufor, litzorech makoma. You can use it for its intended purpose, a chair to sit on, a knife to cut food with, and also litzorech makoma. Let's say you have a knife on the table. You don't want the knife to cut with, but you want to use the table. So you can move the knife for the purpose that you want the space. What's shelo litzorech? That's what's called mechama letzel. You're moving it from the sun to the shade. Let's say you have a knife out there in the streets and you're afraid it's going to rain, it's going to get ruined. So your backyard and you're afraid it's going to get ruined, you're allowed to take it inside. That's called shelo litzorech. There's a super shelo litzorech, which is what? The question is, are you allowed to handle, I don't know, for no purpose at all? In other words, it seems that from the Gemara that you can only move things if it's a tzarech gufo, a tzarech makom for its intent, for some purpose, or you need the place, or even to protect the kli. But let's say just to fidget with it for no purpose at all, then maybe that would be forbidden. And indeed, the Shulchan Aruch, people don't know this halacha that much, but the Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Ches Sif Dalet that a kli shemalach leheter muter letaltla filu enu ela letzorcha kli shema yishaver o yigadev avol shelo letzorcha klal asher letaltla. Says that if something is lo letzorcha klal, there's no purpose at all, you can't just to fidget with it. It would seem, I mean, if you need to fidget with it, that's fine. It seems, he says, Shulchan Aruch says it's forbidden. Now there are a few exceptions to that. Kisvei kodesh, holy scriptures, and food, there's no problem at all. There's a discussion about cups and plates, like regular forks and knives, regular cutlery, because the Gemara does mention that originally there was never a decree against a small table knife. In other words, what the Shulchan Aruch is arguing here is that, based on the Gemara, is that in the days of Nehemiah, when people were violating Shabbos, for those who learned the Gemara, the religious leaders at the time, they outlawed moving almost anything except for a small number of kelim. Okay? And then once they start keeping Shabbos more, they allowed you to carry more, they allowed you to move more things on Shabbos, they allowed you to move more things on Shabbos. But the limit of what they allowed you to move was what? Litzarech gufo, litzarech makomo, or mechama letzel. If it's for some purpose, to use the item for its intended purpose or not for its intended purpose, for the place, or to protect the kli, but for no purpose at all, they never allowed it. But certain things like kisvei kodesh, like food, like maybe, some poskim say, like regular utensils that you use, personal cutlery, cups and plates and forks and knives, so that might be okay as well. But anything else, we don't think about it that much. Just stop to play with things for no purpose at all, it seems that might be problematic according to the Shulchan Aruch, because that was never a part of the heter of moving items on Shabbos.